Well, the former President Donald Trump on his way back to a Manhattan courtroom today because he's in court 4 days a week. Not allowed to go to the Supreme Court. Barred from going to his son's high school graduation, apparently. He has Wednesdays and weekends to campaign. By the way, tomorrow he'll be in Wisconsin and Michigan. I'll cover the event in Michigan. Starts at 6 o'clock in Freeland, just north of Saginaw, Michigan. I'll be there for the president's comments there. But what does it all mean? Why is he in court in the first place? J. Ken Davis is a former Deputy Attorney General for the Commonwealth of Virginia, a senior attorney with more than 40 years' experience in public service, senior corporate management, and the private practice of law, of course. Trumped up hush money charges reveal the Democrats' corrupt lawfare approach to all of this. Ken, good to have you back on the program.
Great to be back.
Good to see you. Look, non-disclosure agreements. We've talked about this a lot on this program, but giving somebody money to not talk is not a crime. Covering something up by paying people off to keep it secret for whatever reason, not a crime. Non-disclosure agreements happen by the thousands every day in America, not a crime. I'm trying to find the crime here. Help me out.
Well, there's nothing to find. The crime here is the baseless lawfare, the baseless prosecution that the Bragg Group has brought. I mean, look, they describe it. They say falsifying business records with intent to conceal an illegal conspiracy to undermine the integrity of the 2016 presidential election. Well, nothing about their description, nothing about what they say the former president has done wrong stands up to any kind of scrutiny. He's not even been charged with conspiracy. And as you say, there's nothing illegal about payments made to secure a non-disclosure agreement. And there's nothing illegal about a publication purchasing the rights, the exclusive rights to publish a story for the purpose of not publishing it.
And in fact, the publisher, David Pecker from the National Enquirer, among others, right, said this was common practice. In fact, it happened almost every day at the National Enquirer and happens at other outlets across the spectrum as well. People do it all the time. The New York Times does it. The Washington Post does it. Television networks do it. They catch a story. They kind of say, this is our exclusive. Maybe they run it. Maybe they don't. But they own the story to do with whatever they want. This is common practice, isn't it?
It certainly is. Look, if they applied, if the Bragg office or any other prosecutors applied the standards that are being selectively and exclusively applied to the former President Trump, I don't know who would be left outside of courtrooms or outside of jail cells. There's nothing here. There's nothing to brag about. It's just a collection of left-wing narratives, all a part of the lawfare designed to preoccupy the former president, keep him off of the campaign trail as much as possible, drain as much of his financial resources as possible, and in the low attention, persuadable general public, do everything they can to further discredit him in the eyes of voters in the 2024 election.
The problem is it's not working. Here's the problem. Brand new polling yesterday. In a five-way race, Trump plus 7. That's from a Harvard-Harris poll. In a two-way race, it's Trump plus 4. The point is that everywhere you look, this time in the courtroom isn't hurting Donald Trump. It's enhancing Donald Trump, isn't it?
Well, for people paying attention, and I think and certainly hope more and more people are paying attention to what's really going on here, yes, it is helping him, as it should. Look, if political factions can use the prosecutorial powers of the state government, which under the Constitution are designed to be and must be applied in an even-handed manner to situations as they arise. But if they apply that power, bring that power to bear on political opponents, then none of us are safe.
Well, that's the point. They can intimidate. Talk about a bully. Look, you do as we tell you, or we'll drag you into court. We'll do this. We'll humiliate you. We'll shame you. We will destroy your reputation and so on and so forth. But for Donald Trump, he gets up there and campaigns, walks into Harlem, has thousands of people turn out, walks into Manhattan on his way to court last week, stops off. Hundreds turn out. I mean, it's remarkable. He'll be in Wisconsin and Michigan tomorrow. He'll have huge rallies in excess of 10,000 people each in small venues. He'll pack the place. Joe Biden will probably not get out of the White House because he's not safe to put out in public. They know this. This is the only tactic they have to win the White House back, is to try desperately to somehow disqualify Donald Trump with bogus, trumped-up charges, which has not worked thus far, Ken. And I don't think it's going to work. Look, what about the Supreme Court immunity case? It seems to me the Supreme Court, maybe not willing to give blanket immunity on everything, but it's going to go a lot farther towards immunity than not, don't you think, from listening to the arguments?
Well, I think I would expect the court to take the concepts that were developed first in the Nixon case on the civil side and apply them to criminal situations. That is, the president has to be immune from prosecution for actions he takes within the limits, the outer limits of his authority and responsibility as those attached to his office. And that should be fine. I mean, the left, again, they conjure up these incredible hypotheticals about murdering somebody on the staff or drowning a mistress or things like that. Those would never be covered by any concept of immunity. But I think what the court's going to do is going to basically extend the Nixon.
Right, which basically takes Donald Trump out of harm's way, Ken, because this is all a stretch to begin with. As we've talked about, it's fairly manufactured. Ken Davis, I got to leave it right there, but I think we'll have you back. We'll talk more about this as these cases progress. Certainly the Supreme Court case will get a decision in June. Ken, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Now a word from one of our great sponsors. Very common sense reason, gold pushing all-time highs right now. Several reasons. The cost of goods and inflation, obviously. The national debt going to $35 trillion, causing big problems for us. A presidential election year that has massive implications for all of us, as we keep hearing about. So much insecurity, which is why Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold. All you have to do is text Gruber to 989898. Get your free information kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA and gold. It doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of satisfied customers, you can count on Birch Gold. Just text Gruber to 989898. Claim your free information kit and protect your savings from uncertainty. Do that today like so many others. 2350-ish was the last time I saw the number. Coming up, I want to talk about your good health. I do. I want to talk about you being healthy. I've decided to lose a little bit of weight. I'll tell you how I'm going to do it. And the reason is, look, we got a lot coming down the pipe at us. We need to be prepared. We need to be healthy. We'll talk about it after the break on the Steve Gruber Show. The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
I'm Margaret, a rhetoric and media major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
Many argue today that the Constitution is outdated because it addresses problems peculiar to the 18th century so long ago. And some of it does read sort of quaintly. But consider the injunction against titles of nobility in Article 1, Section 9, for example. Is that so outdated? The purpose of that injunction is to prevent the government granting special privileges for partisan reasons. This strikes at the rule of law, the rule under which we're all to be treated the same. The crony capitalism so common today, where the government gives favors and tax dollars to some businesses and advantages over others, is exactly the kind of thing the Constitution was meant to prohibit. The Constitution is not outdated at all.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department.